is our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, Johnham Down Store. This is Love and Abner.
On the little community today, we find Lum in the lobby of Mountain View Inn talking to Dick Huddleston. Listen.
Well, Lum, don't you agree that it's rather strange the way Mr. Wilson disappeared?
Oh, I don't know, Dick. The man's got a right to go somewhere without telling everybody, looks like to me. I don't see why everybody's so dad blame worried about him. He weren't no particular friend of nobody's around here.
Well, no, but the fact that he was a detective, Lum, trailing those jewel thieves, or whatever they are, makes it seem pretty important, I'd say.
Well, if he's a detective, why didn't he did something? I don't see what you want to make a fuss over him for. You're just making a mole out of a mountain. Facts is, wait a minute. Look over there, Dick. Hark. Behind them four tiers there.
Why don't... Oh, wait a minute. There's something behind there, Lum.
Well, don't get excited. It's just Abner.
Abner?
Yeah, that little varmint's been following me around for two or three days.
Oh.
I don't know what's got into him. Driving me stark, raving, mad, and crazy.
Well, I guess he's just plain detective, Lum. I know he's got an idea that you know more about Mr. Wilson's disappearance than you're telling.
Oh, I don't know what ever gave him an idea like that.
Abner, come out of there. Come on, get out from behind them portieres. I see you.
Oh.
And get them silly-looking false whiskers off of your face.
Well, how do you do, sir? I am Mr. Jensen from Hot Springs, and I would like to get a room here.
You ain't fooling nobody. Get them whiskers off, and if you don't stop following me around, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
I ain't following you around. I was just, I was just trying to play a little joke on you, I think.
Well, the joke's over.
Oh.
Here, you take over the desk for a while. I got to run up and see Professor Collinmore. I'll see you later, Dick.
Yeah, all right, Lum.
Oh, by the way, Abner, you ain't heard nothing about when Miss Smith and that midget are coming back, have you?
I don't know nothing about them. Just said they was going to be gone for a few days. That's all I know.
Well, let me know if you find out anything.
All right.
Great little detective you are, Abner. Body could see you a mile off.
Oh, well, I never thought he'd know me in these black whiskers.
Well, it might have helped some if you'd put them on right. Looks to me like you've got them on upside down.
Ah.
Abner, what are you wasting your time doing a silly thing like shadowing Lum for?
Well, I've got my reasons, Dick. I hate to tell you this, Lum being my best friend and all, but that feller is a murderer, Dick.
A murderer? Oh, Abner.
Well, now, just let me tell you. Cedric Weehunt found Mr. Wilson's hat over there in back of Lum's place the other day.
He did?
Yes, sirree, sir.
Well, that still don't prove that Lum murdered him, though.
Well, no, maybe not exactly, but you know how cutely that Lum's been acting lately. He don't want to talk about Mr. Wilson at all. I know, naturally, he wouldn't have did this of his own violations, but that varmint Professor Collinmore paid him to do it. That's what happened.
Oh, that's silly, Abner. Lum wouldn't do a thing like that for any amount of money, and you know it.
Well, no, maybe not ordinary. But see, that Trixie Van Dusen is in with the professor, and she can talk Lum into anything. Just twist him right around her little thumbs. You know how Lum is when he's in love.
Well, Abner, do you realize what you're accusing Lum of here?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's terrible. And I keep hoping it ain't true, but I just don't know what else to think. The reason I've been following Lum is to try to get a lot more evidence before I do anything about it, you know.
Well, Abner, I think...
Mr. Abner, I found him.
Don't run in here like that. You scare a man half to death. What'd you say now?
I found him.
Oh, the body, you mean?
I mean Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, I know. Where'd you find it, Cedric?
Inside Mr. Lum's house.
Oh, my goodness. I knowed it.
The curtains was pulled down, but there was a little crack that I could look through, and there he was, sitting up eating a banana.
Oh, that's...
The funny thing, he was shucking it and eating the cob.
Eating a banana?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness, he's a ghost already. I bound you he's hanging around there to haunt poor old Lum.
Well, I don't believe he can do much haunting the way Mr. Lum's got him tied up there.
By George,
he got him hog-tied.
Looks to me like Lum's got himself mixed up in this thing, all right. This could be serious, too.
I know, as I say it could. Dick, would you watch the desk for me? I've got to get over to Lum's place and do a little investigating.
Abner, here I am. What is it you've got to say to me that's so all far the importance?
Lum Eddard, I'm going to arrest you.
Well, hurry up. Do what?
Arrest you. That's what I'm going to do. Stick your hands up, bub.
What
for?
Wait a minute. What's... You blowed your cap?
You know good and well what I'm arresting you for. All right, Dogas, I just down to your place and I found Mr. Wilson locked up down there.
Huh?
Don't try to deny it, for I seen him myself. Talk to him, even.
Well, you can't arrest me.
Yes, I can. Stick him up. Stick him up.
Well, you don't know that I was the one who locked him up in there.
He said it was you.
That's just circumstances evidence. Who are you going to believe, him or me? You've known me a heap longer than you have Wilson.
Yes, sir, and that's just the reason I sort of believe him.
There's a friend for you. There is a friend.
Well, naturally, you ain't going to admit that you kidnapped somebody.
Why, of course not. I mean, that ain't kidnapping. Just keeping a feller locked up that way.
Well, I'd like to know what you call it if it ain't.
Kidnapping's where you take somebody off and hold them for ransom.
Hold them for who?
For ransom. Here you are trying to arrest somebody for something you don't know what it is yourself.
Well, now, Lum, I'll tell you this. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's bound to be again the law, I know, to take a feller and lock him up that way. I've read in the papers about folks getting in serious trouble. I've heard such as that. You're my best friend, Lum, and I hate to do this, but my duty makes me do it. I'll just have to arrest you. So,
For what? Wait a minute. You got to tell me what you're arresting me for.
Why? I'm going to erect. Get your hands up.
All right, I've got them up. And put that gun down, Abner.
I ain't going to put it down either.
Eat that thing in a minute.
Well, you ain't going to do no such a thing. I'll slap the handcuffs on you here, bud, in just a minute.
Wait a minute. What are you arresting me for, though?
Well, you won't let me use kidnapping, huh?
No, sir.
Oh.
A case like this come up in my court, I'd throw it right out. You ought to think of a better reason than that.
Well, let's see. Get your hands up first.
All right, they're up.
Couldn't call it stealing, could you?
No, I don't believe you could.
Well, let's see. Mom, you know the law a heap better than I do. Can't you think of some charge I can bring against you?
I wouldn't tell you if I could.
Well, a fine friend you are.
That's your business, studying up what you're reading.
All right. Get them hands up for her. Dogas, Mom, won't you even give me just a little hint? Wait a minute, I know. Harboring a criminal. That's what I'm going to arrest you for. How
criminal?
Yes, sir.
I just thought you said he was a detective.
Oh, Dogas, that's right. And wish he was a crook, and I'd sure have you. I know that.
Looks to me like it'd be a lot easier for me to arrest you for breaking into my house. Trespassing, damaging private property.
Uh-oh.
And on top of that, you want to prefer false charges against me. There's enough right there that might not hang you.
Well, I never knowed I was violating the law.
Ignorance of the law ain't no excuse, and you know that. Just offhand, I'd say it looks pretty bad for you, Abner.
Does, huh? You want the gun?
Yeah. Just lay them there on the table.
There's my hands right up.
No, you don't have to put up your hands, but what you need is a good lawyer.
Yeah, I reckon so. Lum, would you take the case for me?
Well, I don't know. My fee's pretty high, but I'll study. Ah, Granny, look there, Abner. There goes Miss Smith and that midget up to their room. Must have just got back. Yeah, I better go up and see Professor Collinmore.
But you won't find him up in his room, or him and Trixie headed for town about an hour ago.
Well, I've got to find him wherever he's at.
Well, wait a minute. There comes Mr. Wilson, and from the way he talks, I think he wants to see you, Lum.
What, you mean you let him out?
Why, Nathan?
Oh, my goodness, he's one feller I don't want to see. I'm going to slip out the back way. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Lum. How about taking my case? We never got that saddle. That blame it, he went off there and never
Howdy,
Peabody. Howdy, Mr. Wilson.
Was that Eddards that just ran out the back way?
Yes, sir, that was him. I told him that you wanted to see him, but he was in a hurry. He got all excited when he seen Miss Smith and that midget coming back from a trip.
What's that?
Huh?
You say Mrs. Smith and the midget just got back from a little trip?
Yeah, they said they was going to visit the little girl's grandma, but I...
This is what we've been waiting for.
It is?
It sure is. The purpose of that little trip was to pick up the stolen jewels from a Confederate and bring them back here for the divvy.
Well, I'll be dead, Bling. A Confederate soldier?
Listen, Peabody. We've got to work fast if we want to round up that gang. You get on the phone there and call those two down here to the office. I don't care what reason you use, just get them down here. And while they're out of the room, I'll make a thorough search. Hurry up, call him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sure. Right now.
I tell you, Peabody, if we can get our hands on those jewels, there'll be a nice reward in this for you.
Well, I can sure use the money. I've got to hire me a good lawyer, Summers.
Ah, at last we're closing in. The long arm of the law swings into action.